Talking some Grundy R5 basketball, the head basketball coach of the Grundy R5 Newtown Harris Cooperative Panthers in Ty Stillwell. Not a hugely busy week for Grundy last week. Let me get the Grundy schedule up here. I'm still stuck at the Gilman City schedule, so we'll fix that here with hopefully one little click of the button. There we go. Grundy R5 won at Southwest Livingston last Thursday, 42-6. I have a trip up to East Harrison tomorrow, Linn County Thursday. Got Mercer coming to Grundy on Friday night. Coach Stillwell, congrats on the victory over Southwest Thursday.
Thank you.
Was it, I kind of asked the same thing of Gilman City, because they didn't have much in the way of games last week. Was it good just to have a week with one game and a lot of practices just to kind of shore up some things with the girls?
It was, you know, we've been kind of battling some sickness, so being able to slow things down in practice when needed to was definitely beneficial with only having one game.
Only gave up 6 points, and I know Southwest down a little bit, but how proud are you with your defense to get that sort of performance?
I'm very proud. You know, we gave up 2 baskets and only 2 free throws, so I was pretty proud of the way that the girls worked and, forced Southwest to take tough shots.
Was it a good bounce back from that Gilman City loss back a week ago Friday?
It was. I thought we let some things slip through our fingers during that Gilman game, so it was good just to bounce back, get some confidence rolling again before a busy week.
How much do you use with this girls' team? Because you have talent, but you're also very young, so you're kind of dealing with a little bit of the ups and downs of youth. How much are you using the examples of where some teams that you play are to say, this is where we want to go with our youth when we get a little bit older? Are you using those sorts of opportunities to kind of give the girls lessons with where they need to be?
Yeah, a little bit. We definitely know who's going to be waiting for us in districts and, conference, so we know where we have to get to. So we kind of use those little benchmarks every day in practice and games to evaluate where we're at and kind of progress farther to get close to where we need to be at the end of the season.
Obviously, you only gave up 6 points. You're going to win games when you only give up that at Southwest. You scored 42. Was it a great night offensively, or was just kind of the night where your defense is so good that you just kind of got points here and there, even though things weren't running real well? Was that kind of the night it was offensively?
Yeah, we really played really well. Offensively kind of came and went. So we really focused on good defense and got some buckets on offense when we seen the opportunity, but we really just stayed true to who we were defensively.
Offensively, Coach, when you guys are going well, what are the things that you see from your team offensively that are starting to develop here at midseason?
Yeah, we're starting to see some more development through our younger girls. We got Kinsley on who's really stepped up lately. She scored 20-some-odd points against Gilman, so that was really nice to see a freshman do. And, Addison Raines is starting to step up a lot, different scoring abilities for us. And, our leader in Skylar Bonnet, she played really well offensively against Southwest. So, we're seeing different girls step up at different times, which is going to be really good for us.
For those making the trip tomorrow, Coach, are you going to Canesville or are you going to Ridgeway?
I believe we're going to Canesville.
Canesville. So, East Harrison is the opponent. What are you looking for out of that matchup?
We know it's going to be a tough one, going to their own home floor. And, we played really well against them last time, so we're expecting some defensive adjustments by them. And, we just got to be ready to go from the get-go.
Yeah, first time around, Coach, that was back on the third. That was the first game of the 2023 calendar year. You put 65 on the board, and you gave up 42. 65 was one of your better offensive performances, if not the best offensive performance that you've had. What worked well for you the first time around against the Bobcats?
We hit a lot of shots early on. Molly Malazzo ended up hitting 4 threes that game. So just being able to hit shots from the outside early on really forced them to change up their defensive strategies. And by that point in time, we were rolling.
If we look at the rest of the week, we know what Mercer is. We'll save that discussion here for a minute from now. You go to Linn County on Thursday. That's, I'm not sure exactly what they have. You can kind of look at scores from the Milan tournament last week and get an idea. But it's kind of my assumption that with them on a Thursday night, stuck between a couple of conference games and a big game with Mercer, that's going to be the sort of game that you don't want the girls to overlook, because I feel like that going to Linn County, that could be kind of a trap game.
Yeah, it is. We definitely know that they've got some good girls over there, and they're well coached. So we're just going to be ready to go each and every game. I think our girls do a really good job of not progressing and looking too far ahead. So this will be a good challenge to see if we're really focused on the next opponent.
With the maturation of the girls, Coach, and just taking that next step as a program with this group, what are kind of the one or two things that you want them to get better at this year to kind of take that next step before this year is done?
I think the biggest thing for us is we've got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. Even games we're winning, we're still turning the ball over way too many times. So just valuing the possession is something we've really focused on a lot and really are trying to progress through and get better at before the year's end.
So Mercer playing at Gilman City tomorrow, that's certainly a big game in the conference. Mercer at Grundy will be a big game for you guys on Friday night. The biggest thing that Mercer and Coach Owens do that other teams at the Class 1 level, just most of them don't, is most teams Class 1, they'll kind of drop into a zone. Mercer doesn't do that. Mercer plays man-to-man. They are on you from the get-go, and that makes a lot of teams uncomfortable. Is that kind of the biggest thing that you need to figure out with Mercer, is how to handle their on-the-ball pressure?
Yeah, we just got to learn to stay calm. We know they're going to come with tight man-to-man pressure and try to force turnovers just from us making quick passes. So just staying calm and doing the right things is going to be the most important aspect of that game.
What sort of seeds do the girls have for Meadville next week, Coach?
We got the 5 seed.
Okay, so you're in the 4-5 matchup?
We're looking at the 4-5 matchup.
I'm going to guess, just kind of knowing the pedigrees of the teams, Meadville's the 1 and Mercer's the 2. Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir.
That would make sense. I know what Meadville's been doing on the girls' side this year. We will shift gears here with Coach, and we'll talk some boys basketball over at Grundy R5 coming right up.